Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the first parak of Maseches Maisros. Today we're going to be continuing with parak Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, and parak Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. Parak Aleph, Mishnah Gimel is going to be continuing our discussion regarding when various fruits become edible and really become ripe, and therefore obligated in Trumos and Maisros. Says the Mishnah, Hecharuvin Mishi Yinaktu. Carob start becoming obligated in Miser when they start developing black spots, only at that point when they're ripe and edible. V'chol hashchorim mishe yinakdu, and when it comes to any dark fruit, it's all a matter of when they start developing black spots. Ha'agasim, pears. V'ha'akor stumelin, like a small type of apple. V'ha'parishim, quinces. V'ha'uzardim, like sorb apples. Mishe yikarchu, or they become obligated in Miser when they start developing these bald spots on them. V'chol halevanim mishi karchon, really any lighter type of fruit, says the Mishnah, become obligated in Meiser because ultimately they're only ripe once they start developing bald spots. Finishing off the Mishnah, hatilton mishi titzameach, when it comes to fenugreek, like we learned previously, that's like a type of a plant that was often replanted. So says the Mishnah, once it's sprouted significantly enough, where its seeds could then be used to plant other fenugreek, that's when the fenugreek becomes obligated in Miser, once their seeds could plant something else. V'hatvua v'hazesim, when it comes to grain and when it comes to olives, mishi yachnisu shlish, once it's developed enough, which is basically a third of its growth, then at that point it becomes obligated in Miser, because at that particular point in time, it is ripe and edible to be eaten. Continuing now with Parak Aleph, Mishnah Dalet, as we go back to the first Mishnah and discuss the fact, the Mishnah taught us, that any vegetables that are edible right when they start to grow, that's when they become obligated in Miser. It's all about edibility. Says the Mishnah, Uvayar, when it comes to various vegetables, hakishuim, cucumbers, vahadluim, gourds, vahavtichim, melons, vahamelafifonos, which are kirby cucumbers, hatapuchim, apples, vahesrogin, the citron, the esrog that we have on Sukkot, chayavim, gedolim, uketanim. Says the Mishnah, they're both these fruits are obligated in Miser when they're big, when they're fully ripe and fully grown, uketanim, and when they are small as well, because when they're small, they're also edible, and therefore they're obligated in Miser. Rabbi Shimon poter es ha'esrogin bekatnan. However, Rabbi Shimon exempts the esrog from Miser when they're small, because according to Rabbi Shimon, as the Bar Tanura points out, esrogim, when they're small, are really not yet edible, and therefore they're not obligated in Miser. But the Bar Tanura also points out that we don't paskin like Rabbi Shimon, so esrogim would be on the list of those items that would be obligated in Miseros, even when they are little, because they are still edible when they are little. Continuing in the Mishnah, we're going to discuss now two types of almonds. There are bitter almonds, and bitter almonds can only be eaten when they are little, because once they're fully developed, fully grown, they become too bitter to be eaten, to be consumed. And there are also regular sweet olives, almonds, which can only be consumed when they are fully developed. So says the Mishnah, b'shkedim hamarim, when it comes to the bitter olives, pater b'mesukim, when they're bitter, I'm sorry, when these bitter olives are obligated in Miser, meaning because they're unripe, it's the beginning of their stage when they're not yet bitter, Pater b'mesukim, at that point, these sweet almonds are exempt from Miser, because at that point, they're not developed and they're not edible. However, hachayev b'mesukim, once the sweet almonds are obligated in Miser, when they're fully developed, when they're fully ripe, Pater b'marim, that's when the bitter almonds are putter, are exempt from Miser, because when they're fully developed, they are not edible, and therefore they're not going to be obligated in Miser. Quick review, Parak Aleph, Mishnah Gimel went through a whole slew of different crops, and when they are considered to be ripe, and therefore obligated in Miser, when it came to carob, but black spots and dark fruits, and when they had black spots, pears, small types of apples and so on and so forth, when they have bald spots, and when it comes to fenugreek, when they start to sprout and have these seeds that have the potential to create more fenugreek, when it comes to grain and olives, once they're third grown, they're considered to be ripe, and therefore obligated in Miser. And then Parak Aleph Mishnah Dal gave us a whole slew of vegetables that are obligated in Miser when they're small and when they're large, because at both stages, both when they're beginning to sprout and later on in their development, they are edible and therefore obligated in Meiser. There's a machlokas about the esrogim, but we hold that esrogim are also edible, both in the beginning of their stage and later on as well. And then the Mishnah concluded with a discussion of almonds, of bitter almonds, of sweet almonds. And we said that when the bitter almonds are obligated in Meiser, sweet almonds are exempt. And when the sweet almonds are obligated in Meiser, the bitter almonds are exempt as well. Have a great day.